So welcome back to the Abba Terebi Lunch Kabbara. So what I hope to do in the next couple of weeks, next couple of segments, is to go through different aspects of Yada, different aspects of Torah, of Judaism, in the Abba Terebi Sikos, in his talks, and in his Mamarim, and see how this idea of Di Rebbe Tachtonim, of bringing divinity back down into this world, into the Gashmios of this world, which we spoke about in the first Kabbura, which was a theme of the Rebbe's first Maimar, Basi Degani, how that affects the way he speaks and thinks and describes different events and different ideas in Judaism. So I figure the first one we should talk about is Matan Torah, because Judaism is based on Torah. As Rav Sadia Gaon says, we're only a nation because of the Torah. So how does Rav Abish Rebbe describe Matan Torah? What things does he point to when he describes what occurred at Matan Torah and what changed in the world with the giving of the Torah? So there are two midrashim, there are more, but there are two midrashim which he frequently references when he discusses the importance of Matan Torah and what happened when Hashem gave us the Torah. So we'll read through the midrashim first, then we'll read through a piece where he uses both these midrashim as part of a longer ma'arechas. So the first midrash is Shmos Rabba Yud Beis Gimel. It's also a midrash Tanchuma somewhere. It says, Vayomar Hashem Moshe, Netei Yadcha Al Hashemayim. So Hashem says to Moshe, stretch out your hands on the heavens, and then the sea is going to split. Anything Hashem wants to do, he could do. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a human being, he was stretching out his hands over the heavens, and that was going to affect something. So Amar David, even though Hashem was Gozer, that the heavens are for Hashem, and this land is for people, still, Moshe was no tiyado al Hashemayim. Kol Asher Chaveis Hashem Asa. Anything Hashem wants to do, he could do, despite this difference between Shemayim and Aretz. Masha l'mad avadome. L'melech shegazar v'amar b'nei romi lo yadir l'suria. B'nei suria lo yalu l'romi. There's a melech who goes there, that people from Rome shouldn't go down to Syria, people from Syria shouldn't go up to Rome. Kach kishabara kadosh baruch hu olam, when Hashem created the world, Gazar v'amar, Hashemayim, Shemayim l'Hashem, Aretz asan l'vnei Adam. Hashem was Gozer. These two realms, Shemayim and Aretz, should not meet. They're different realms. Kishabikei shliti in Torah, when Hashem wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, batal gzera rishona. V'amar, hatachtonim yalu le'elyonim, ve'elyonim yerdu le'tachtonim. Va'ani hamaskil. Hashem was mevatal this gzera with the giving of Torah. And he said that the lower realms should rise up to the upper realms, and the upper realms should be lower, should descend to the lower realms. I am going to start the process. Hashem came down on Har Sinai. And Moshe had to go up to the heavens. Hashem could do whatever he wants in Shemayim Ba'aretz. So we have this initial difference between Shemayim Ba'aretz. The giving of the Torah is a unification of the realms, is the bittul of this gezerah. That's Midrash number one. Midrash number two, which the Rebbe frequently cites in the context of Matan Torah, is Shir Shirim Rabba Aleph Aleph Gimel, and the Pasuk, L'reak Shemenecha Tovim, Shemen Turak Shemecha. So the Pasuk describes how Hashem tells Klal Yisrael that your fragrance is that of a good oil, Shemen Turak Shemecha, your name is like oil being poured from vessel to vessel. So here's what the Midrash says. Rabbi Yanai B'Rei D'Rav Shimon, the shirim, the songs that the avos sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are rechos, their fragrances, their scents. Avo anu, but us, shemen turak shemecha. It's the actual oil being poured from kli to kli. Adam shemirik mikli l'kli chavero. When we sing songs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just the fragrance, the scent of the oil, it's the actual oil itself. Kol ha-mitzvot she'asu l'fanecha ha-avos rechos hayu. The mitzvos that the avos did for Hashem, we assume the avos kept the Torah, but their mitzvos have the status of rinses of sense. Avu anu shemen turak shemaka. But us, it's the actual oil being poured from kli to kli. Masayim v'arba'im v'ches mitzvos aseh, shlosh miyos v'shishem v'chamesh mitzvos lo sa'aseh. We have the Torah. We have the mitzvos aseh and the mitzvos lo sa'aseh.
What's the list number? What does that
matter? I'm not sure. But it just shows you that what anu means the Torah that we have. So we have these two midrashim. Number one, initially there was a gzeira. Ayonim and Tachtonim are distinct. Matan Torah was mevatel the gzeira. Then a description of the avodas Hashem of the avos as rechos, sense, frequences. And the avodas Hashem that we have, the mitzvos, post Matan Torah, as Shemen Turak Shemecha, the actual oil being poured from Kli to Kli. So there are many places the Rebbe describes these two midrashim. I think the place which gets quoted the most frequently in the secondary literature is from Likutei Sichos Gelag Gimel, Parshas Lech Lecha, but I couldn't find a Hebrew translation of it. I think it's only published in Yiddish, if I understand correctly.
There are free Hebrew translations, and there are also free English translations that are available, but there's no, like, authoritative...
No authoritative one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I couldn't find one online. Thank you for telling me that. I'd love to find out where it is afterwards. So I chose this a piece in Torah's Menachem Kilachav, Shnas Tavshin Yitzayin, Nathan Likutei Sichos, from a unedited transcription and translation of the Rebbe's, one of the Rebbe's speeches, Parshas Bamidbar, Chodesh Sivan. So it's all going to be about Chodesh Sivan and Parshas Bamidbar. It's not so timely, but he's describing Matan Torah. So the Rebbe says as follows: each month has its main function, the main essence of the month. He goes on and says, Nisan, the essence is Geula. The main essence of Sivan is Matan Torah. Sometimes Shavuos is the fifth day of the month, sometimes the sixth day of the month, sometimes the seventh day of the month. Of the Olam Chal Chag Shavuos B'Chodesh Sivan Davka, B'Chodesh HaShlishi. In the third month, Chodesh Sivan, that's when the Torah was given. Because Matan Torah is connected with the third month. Kimavur Baruka B'Torah Or, as is explained in Great Lent in Torah Or, Gam B'Nigla, the Torah, Matzino HaShaykos, Matan Torah, the Chodesh HaShlishi. We find a connection between Matan Torah and Sivan being the third month. K'Yisubi Gemara, Gemara and Shabbos, Baruch Rachmana Dihav Orayin Tlisai, blessed is Hashem who gave a three-part Torah, L'am Tlisai, to a nation of three, a three-part nation, Aydei Tlisai, through a third party, meaning through Moshe, B'yom Tlisai, B'yaka Tlisai, and the third day, and the third day of Precious Menaisha, in the third month. Shebezeh Mudgeshes HaShaykos Shel Torah, L'Chodesh Sivan, Chodesh Lishi Dafka. We see the Torah is connected with the number three and the third month. Great. Osbeis. The Matan Torah Gufa, Yeshan Kamanyana. There are many things to speak about when you're discussing Matan Torah. What is the main essence of Nesina Satorah? Who? Hachibor de Ma'ala Imata. It's this connection between Ma'ala, between Hashem's realm, between the realm of Shemayim, and Mata, the realm of Aretz, our realm. Kenisa B'Medrash, as he quotes the first Medrash. Shekodem Matan Torah, Yisab Zeva Shemalo Mata, Ina Mikol Nezachid. El Yonim Lo Yerdu Le Tachtonim. Tachtonim Lo Ya'alu Le El Yonim. Before Matan Torah, there was a Gezerah. There's the Shemayim Va'aretz are distinct realms. Matan Torah nisbatzla ha-gezira. Matan Torah, the Medrash says, this gezira began, the Rishona, it began to be nullified. V'na'aseh ha-chibor d'ma'ala imata. And there was a connection between ma'ala and mata. The Torah gives us a way to live in this world. V'zoi ha-sheiko shematan Torah l'chodesh ha-shlishi. And that is the connection between Matan Torah in the third month. Kevin she'inyana shal Torah hu atzmo d'shlishi. What is the connection between Torah and the number three? Because Torah, in its essence, is supposed to be the third element. Yesh no ma'ala v'yesh no mata. There's Shemayim and there's Aretz. V'ha'Torah hi ha'inyan ha'shlishi she'machaber et ha'ma'ala im'mata. Whenever there are two things in Chabad thought, there's always going to be a third thing which connects the two, which unifies the two. But ultimately, everything has to go back to be unified. So you have Shemayim and you have Aretz. What is the third element that unites the two? It brings Shemayim down to Aretz, brings Aretz up to Shemayim, it's the Torah. And then Os Gimel, he clarifies, explains more. What does this mean in terms of our avodas Hashem? Nivrayim heim b'hagbala. Things that are created are limited. Nachon yanim hu b'hagbala. Anything which a creation is going to do on its own is going to be limited. Even if on our own, even if we were perfect people, still we could bring creation to perfection. You're not yet touching the Borei. You're not yet being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klomar, gam kifi shemagiyim b'olam hatzilos, ulamal yoser b'iloy achar iloy, alif ne'etzimtzom. You could go to the highest possible levels. You're only reaching the shoresh of the created beings. But not the actual reality, the actuality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hachidush Matan Torah, what is the innovation, the new element introduced into the world with Matan Torah? Shenivra yachol hagia bevorei. That a created being could reach lahagia, the creator. V'lo rak lahagia stam. Not just to reach him, to touch him. El lifal hayichot shal nivra emabore. Is to unite the creation, us, this world, with the borei olam. Hainu, shenivra uborei na'asem davar echad. That the created world and the borei and Kadosh Baruch Hu become a single entity. Why? Because they're always a single entity. It's just not begilu yet. Because Torah allows for the true reality of this world to be revealed, which is that this world is entirely comprised of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of the Atzmus Elokos. So what is the function of Torah? So theoretically, you could raise a number of different options. The function of Torah is to tell us how to lead good moral lives. The function of Torah is to increase our levels of spirituality. The function of Torah is to do X, Y, or Z. What is the main function of Torah according to the Baba Rebbe? It's to be miyachid shemayim va'aretz. It's to be able to be megala how aretz, in essence, is really the same entity as shemayim. Atzmus Elokos is all that really exists.
This is a much more general question. Does he ever have sigil where he explains how exactly the mechanism, how exactly Torah does that, how it accomplishes the sigil?
The mechanism is something which we're never fully going to be able to explain or understand. But he says this is why the ikar of Torah is mitzvos. Torah means to teach you how to act, and mitzvos are all mitzvos maisios. You're taking physical items and doing mitzvos with them. So you're basically, what you're doing is that you are taking your day-to-day life, your physical items that surround you, and using them in a way that God wants you to use them, something which stems, what he says, from Ratzon, which is Lamalam and Adas. So for whatever reason, God's will is that this we should use a stick, shake it, and that fulfills God's Ratzon. By doing that, you are being miyached that lulav and that action with the Ratzon, with the Ratzon Elokos. And that's what Tanya describes also, that there's unification between the mice that you're doing, the physical item, and the ratzon elokos, meaning whatever this means. But these are the words it uses, if I recall correctly, when you're doing a mice mitzvah. So what that does is that it reveals that lulav always, in essence, was a manifestation of divinity. And then he goes on and quotes the second medrash. All the mitzvahs the avos did are just fragrances, their scents, their smells. Because the avos were amazing people. They were merkava l'shchina. But even after all of their ascents, they're still only created beings. We're connecting to the actual oil, not just the scent of the oil, but the actual oil. Shalokim is etzem ha-mahus. You're taking the actual essence and being connected to it. V'zo gam perish kvok d'jasa marikasni admor bakam isikosav. Shegzeira, I mean the gzeira in the first medrash, that there's a gzeira that the elyonim and tachtonim can't be united. I mean, lashon something in Yiddish? I mean, I'm assuming it means cut. I meant to ask somebody, I forgot. The lower realms were cut off from the higher realms. The lower realms, the created beings, are cut off from the. But through Matan Torah, this gzeira, not just a decree, but this cessation, this cutting off of the lower realms and the upper realms, is nullified. You could reveal in the actual physical reality around us its true essence, which is Atzmus Elokos. In other sikos, he's ma'arik on this medrash, but the difference between a reyach and shemen, and he connects it with the idea we just spoke about in terms of actually being mekadesh to Homer. He says that in Lamdus, he says that. The mitzvahs that the avos did with physical items, b'shas mitzvah there was kedusha. There was no long-lasting kedusha in the physical items that they did. It's a reyach. It's here today, gone tomorrow. It's ephemeral. meaning reach, the Gemara says, is something which the neshama is nana from. Right? The Gemara says, kol neshama halaka habluka, that is the makor for birkas hashavak on reach. Reach is something just here today, gone tomorrow, something connected to the neshama. The physical items Avos did mitzvahs with didn't have long-lasting kedusha for all of eternity. As opposed to the milah of Avram, which might be different, was that there was a direct sivroy of Hashem for. That was the beginning of Matan Torah. But the mitzvahs, the physical items that we perform mitzvahs with, post-sivroy, post-Matan Torah, they are endowed with kedusha, with the status of a chafz hashem mitzvah for all of eternity. And that's what the difference between the shemen and the reyach. We have shemen, the avos only had reyach, even though in terms of spirituality or levels of ruchnius, the avos were makavar l'shchina, we're not. They're obviously in a higher level of ruchnius than we are. But we have the tzivoy of Hashem with the Matan Torah that allows us to be mekadesh this world, to be megala the true essence of this world in a way in which the avos were unable because they didn't have that tzivoy. In Os Dalet, which I'm skipping right now, he describes not just the yichud of the nivra with the borei, but that gives people some elements of shlita over tava, over nature. Same way Hashem has shlita over tava, so too we could have shlita over tava through the Torah. Now Os Hey says v'zel inyanu shachodesh sivan, achodesh hashlishi kodesh shiri. And this is why the Torah is given in the third month. First, he said, I mean, the third, number three, in terms of connecting the two discrete items, the Shemayim and the Aretz. Now he says it's part of the progression. 1, 2, 3. Chodesh Hashlishi, Chodesh Harishon, Chodesh Nisan. Shebo Yisai Tiyas Mitzrayim. First, you have Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to have a beginning. V'akara b'Chodesh Iyar, Chodesh Ziv. B'yarak shenol debo zivzane olam. What happened in Chodesh Iyar? The Avos were born in Chodesh Iyar. Shehim ha'Avos. Asher kol inyane abudasam reikha yukanal. Chodesh Iyar, the Chazal say, that's when the Avos were born. So you go from Nisan, the beginning point, the second month of the Avos, where they served Hashem on a high level, but their Avodas Hashem wasn't connected with Atzmus or Lakos, wasn't connected with physicality in the same way that ours is. Ule'akari kein b'Chodesh Sivan. And after you get through the Avos, you could finally come to Chodesh Sivan, Chodesh Shlishi, Shibo na'ase inyan na'ala yoser, inyan Shlishi, or right into Lisai. Hakesher v'hakibor shel nivra in borei, shehisgaluso tiyah la'asidav v'kanal. That we finally had the third month, where you could actually unite the borei and the nivra, show how the physical world is really a manifestation of Hashem through Torah and mitzvos, and ultimately this is only going to be fully revealed la'asidav. V'kibin shakol giluyim tuli b'ma'aseinu v'abodaseinu, v'meshak shis al peshanin t'hava alma, and because all these giluyim, doing, revealing this truth is completely totally in our doing mitzvos during the current time period of the world. Ubefrat bizman ha'galus, that's a quoting from Tanya, specifically in time of galus, that's a time when mitzvos matter more. Ubefrat b'dor acharon bizman ha'galus, and the dor acharon, the generation we're living in, shayakol ho'olik achar hakisam, v'ina malacha nikreis el ha'ashem gomra, because we have to finish the job. Now is the time to have this idea in your mind, to live consciously with the notion that our purpose is to be miyakeh the nivra with the borei, miyakeh this world with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to bring kedusha down to the physical world in which we live. This was the ultimate purpose of Matan Torah, but it's more relevant in our generation than it ever was previously. That is going to create the Dira B'Tachtonim, which is the theme of the purpose of the giving of the Torah, and it's one of the major themes in the Rebbe's thought. So that is the giving of the Torah in the thought of the Babish Rebbe in a very, very, you know, I guess, in a very general nutshell. There's obviously a lot more there, a lot more about Torah, a lot more about mitzvah, so hopefully we'll have a chance to deal with it. But the nutshell, the ikar inyan of Nesinas HaTorah, as he describes in this piece, is the yichud of the Bori of Nifra, the Yonim V'Tachtonim, the transition from Rikos to the Etzim Mahus of the Shaman. One of the reasons I wanted to do this piece in particular is for the next couple of lines, where he says this is connected to Parshas Bamidbar, which is also a theme in the Rebbe's thought, which is a theme in Chabad, but he connects it very, very beautifully over here. There's Inyanza Kasher Gam and Parshas HaShavua. Parshas Bamidbar. Right? Parshas Bamidbar is always before our Shavuos. Shabbat Medubar Olas Minim B'nai Yisrael. What happens in Parshas B'Midbar? The Jews are counted. And this affects the entire name of the book of Amidbar, the book of counting, book of numbers. How were the Jews counted? Everybody was counted equally. Moshe Rabbeinu and the lowest Jew all count for one. The lowest of the low and the highest of the high each count for one in the count of Klal Yisrael. The Chorinu Muvan, Bnei Yisrael Chalukim Yavei Shvatim, Ayin Nefesh Ad Lashishim Ribo. There are 600,000 roots of Klal Yisrael. From this, Lashishim Ribo Nogiel Gam Lagabi Amshakom Yilamala, and this represents some type of spiritual essence of Klal Yisrael up on high. So you're saying that the Klal Yisrael is made up of 600,000 roots, and these 600,000 roots in the spiritual realms aren't just all on an equal plane. Again, we're sort of skipping over the argument for this, but just take that as an assumption. It says, these 600,000 roots of Klal Yisrael exist on different levels. Moshe Rabbeinu's spiritual root, the root of his neshama, was much higher than the root of anybody else's neshama. So how could you count Moshe Rabbeinu as one and the Pakol Shebev Kusim also as one? It doesn't make any sense. Here comes the resolution. Despite the fact that in the realms of spirituality, Atzilos, Yitzira, Bria, there are discrepancies between the Shorish Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shorish Neshama of other people. There is a point that is equal, the same by each and every Jew. And when clients were counted based on their inner deepest essence, and that is the same for every Jew. This inner essence is the same for every single Jew. For inyan b'zeh, what does this mean? Yoduash inyan ha'isavos himuhumi atzmos. Creation can only come from the atzmos alakos, the essence of God, not from the giluyim. Moshakasa rabbeinu azaki in v'kos ha'kodesh, as he quotes in the Baal Tanya. L'chein hergash ha'nevrayim hushem etziusam mi'atzmusam. But this is the point he made in the Maimar Basa Ligani also, that the reason why we think that we're independent of God is because we're connected with the essence of God. This world is connected with the essence of God, therefore we think we're independent. What do we mean when we talk about the essence of God, the Atzmus Elokus? That is the level where everything is the same. It's complete simplicity, as the Rambam describes. There is no composition of different parts. And we, this world, in essence, is also created from Atzmus Elokus. So it seems like there are discrepancies. It seems like there's me, there's you, there's diversity. But really, if you're getting down to the deepest essence of this world, deepest essence of every Jew, is what he's describing over here, you're going to get to the same entity itself, the same material. This simplicity, the Atzmus Elokus, which is the core of each and every Nivra that's created, that seems to be distinct, and is specifically amongst Klal Yisrael, is the essence of the person, and that's the same for everybody. Therefore, you count each Jew equally. From the highest of the high to the lowest to the most simple Jew. Because from this perspective, the simplicity of the unity of the Atzmos, the Lakos, which is the deeper essence of everybody, everybody is the same. That is a thing which exists by everybody. Meaning the deep essence of every, the neshama of every Jew is connected with the Atzmus Elokus, and therefore everybody is the same. Everybody's going to be counted as. Once you get down to levels of Giluyim, to the spiritual world, so then there are going to be discrepancies. Moshe is more spiritual than many of us are. I'm not speaking for myself, I'm not speaking for anybody else in the room. But the Atzmus is going to be the same. So he says that is the reason why all Jews were counted as one, and that is the essence of Parshas Bamidbar. So what's the connection between that and Matan Torah? So he says beautifully, O Zion. Anam inyan haminyan kasher Matan Torah. Why? It's called the Matan Torah ka'asher hamatza nivra hayin nifrad mi'amala. Before Matan Torah, the nivraim, people in this world were distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bore, from the Creator. Why a shayach limnos as kula meshava? You couldn't count everybody equally as one. Kevin shlohayu nirgash manivraim and akudam shetafesh shabaham shu atma pshitas atmos. Because this level of atmos alakos didn't yet exist in the world, wasn't yet begiddling in the world. There was no mechanism, there's no Torah through which to show how everything in the world, even physicality, is really united with the Bore. And therefore you had to look at things from the spiritual perspective, from the perspective of the spiritual worlds, and therefore there was a discrepancy between Moshe and the lowest Jew. Therefore, they couldn't each be counted as one. Only when you get to Matan Torah, when the Atzmus HaLakos is revealed, that really the physicality of this world and the simple people in Am Yisrael are really in their essence the same as Atzmus HaLakos, so then you have the ability to count each Jew as one. And that's why post-Matan Torah, you're going to have this count. And he explains beautifully, Oskas, it's not only post-Matan Torah, it's the Hachana from Matan Torah. That's why we always read Parashas Bamidbar before Shavuos. Like the Gaonim, the Gaonim say it's from the Siddur of Avraham Gaon, quoted in the Gaos Maimonis, and quoted in the Torah. V'akdamash atam dekriyas Parashas Bamidbar quoted Matan Torah, k'di lahapsik b'ninyanam abilti ritsuyam shavarshas v'kogosai. Some people say that the reason why we read Parashas Bamidbar before Shavuos is to create a hefsek between the curses of v'kogosai and Matan Torah. Says, sorry, that's only a side reason. Let's get down to the bolded parts. What is the inner essence, the real reason why we always connect Parshas Bamidbar within the Sinat Torah? Because they're the same essence. It's bringing down the Atzmus HaLakos to the lowest people, bringing down the Atzmus HaLakos to the physical world. The entire purpose, the essence of Matan Torah, which is the connection of the Yesh Shenivra, I mean the physical world, us, and the true essence of the world, which is Atzmus HaLakos, he akdusim shal Yisrael. The unity of the Jewish people is the best hachana for this element of Matan Torah. V'yikan sham Yisrael ke'esh akad b'leiv akad. That's why pre-Matan Torah they had to be unified. Hainu lo pirtei madrigo shal b'nei Yisrael. They weren't there thinking about, I'm more spiritual than you, I learn more Torah than you. El pshitos ha'atzmashmah v'nishib b'nei Yisrael. V'yikan sham Yisrael neged ahar k'esh achad b'leiv achad means that they were all united, they all sensed, they were all bringing out, all manifesting, all sensing the atzmas alakus, which they all had equally, which they all shared, which unified them in a true and deep way. El pshitos ha'atzmashmah b'nei Yisrael. Shebezeh shavim kulam, they're all equal. Shezeh tokan inyan ha'minyan shebeparashas b'amidbar. As he explained, that is the essence of the count in parashas b'amidbar as well. Just to conclude, he says, "Mizeu shekorin parshas b'midbar kol matan Torah." That's why we always read parshas b'midbar before Shavuos. Kevin shehainu hach. It's the same idea. Finu sheinyon the matan Torah hu inyon echad emah uvta shebnei Yisrael naasu davar shebeminyon shu davar chashuv shechashiva zohi mitzav pshita saatzma shebekol echad miYisrael kanal. The essence of matan Torah is connected to the fact that all Jews are truly united. So you have to get down to the level, get up, get down, whatever it is, to the level of the Atzmos, in order to show that all Jews are truly united, no matter how much better, so to speak, one Jew is than another in terms of observance, in terms of levels of Ruchnius, and also to show how this world really is not distinct from the Shemayim, from the Bore. Atzmos HaLakos really permeates everything. So you see here, it's not just the Kibra between Mala and Mata in terms of Torah and Mitzvos, but this idea really fuels the notion of Abbas Yisrael that the Chabad has, as the Rebbe describes over here. This is Paraglama Beis and Tanya, with the Lave of Tanya. And not just fuels Abbas Yisrael, but fuels the sense that all Jews, in essence, are one and the same, no matter level of observance, love, seeming level of Ruchnius. When you get down to the deeper essence of a Jew, we're all made of the same material. And this, he doesn't say it over here, but in other sikos, the Rebbe uses this idea to fuel outreach movements and things of that sort. When you see a Jew on the street, don't see him in terms of his level of observance, see him in terms of the atzmos of the Jew, which is the identical with the atzmos of the Lakos, which is identical with your own atzmos. Let's stop with